Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Becoming Mom and Dad. On this episode, me and Kaylee are going to talk about our first 2 weeks at home with the baby, along with the holidays being tied into that, and first doctor's appointments, and kind of just everything we've been going through and learning and dealing with in these past 2 weeks since we brought Gemma home.
It's been, honestly, a lot of fun. It's been stressful at times. It's been navigating, trying to learn how to take care of a baby, but also take care of ourselves at the same time, especially with me recovering from a surgery. So we'll kind of just dive into that, I guess.
I will say that, like, so the number one thing I think I heard a lot was a lot of people said, like, the first 2 weeks is, like, hell, or, like, the hardest part, or all this stuff. And, I mean, honestly, like, not to, like, say we had it easy, but it really hasn't been that bad compared to, like, some things I hear. Like, I've had some friends that texted me, and they were like, oh, like, how are you? Like, I know so-and-so that had a baby, and he was, like, a zombie for 2 weeks and all this stuff. And it's like, I've had some days where I've been, like, more tired, but I haven't felt, like, just overwhelmed or, like, a zombie or anything, like, so far.
Honestly, we don't get much sleep anyways, and we weren't big, like, people that were, you know, going to bed early and waking up, like, at a good time. Like, we've always kind of been, like, bad sleepers as far as, like, how much sleep we make ourselves get. So it hasn't been that bad. Honestly, I feel like I do agree, though, that the first 2 weeks are the hardest, like, mentally. I feel like once we kind of got past that two-week mark, it's been better since then. Honestly, for us, it was probably closer to like the week and a half mark, because once we got to Christmas, everything kind of felt like better, because Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we kind of got a nice break from like having to be with her the whole time because my family was, you know, all over her. So honestly, we got home Friday the 13th. And then I think, yeah, that's horrible. but I think honestly, around the 24th is when it kind of started to get better for us as far as like mentally, because I know I went through it mentally, which I'll get to that a little bit, but I know Skylar doesn't like talk about his feelings a lot, but I could tell he was kind of like in like a fog for a few days, like the first week we were home. And I kept asking him like, what's wrong? Are you tired? Are you sleepy? Are you okay? Are you in a bad mood? Because he was just so like stoic, I feel like, for a few days. But I don't think it was anything bad. I think he just has trouble identifying his emotions.
It wasn't like, I wasn't having a bad time. When you get the baby home, it's like a lot to, it's not a lot.
There's
but
a
like,
lot to think about.
You all of a sudden, like, you're used to being home on your own, like without a baby, and you're doing what you want to do. And like, you're only worrying about like, oh, like, am I hungry? Let me go get something to eat. And like, I keep up with Kaylee and all that. But it's like, once the baby got here, it's like a whole new ball game of like getting used to like, okay, I gotta think about this baby now and like remember when it needs to feed and when I need to look at its diaper and like all that stuff. It's like a constant, I guess, like it took me a minute to get used to the constant in the back of your head. You're like always thinking about the baby, even if you are like doing something else at the moment, like you're still thinking about the current situation with the baby.
But I guess we should kind of dive into those first few days at home. So I obviously had a C-section, which we talked about, and I think honestly the first like 3 or 4 days were the worst. Like when we first got home, I was honestly moving around, like I said, a lot more than I feel like most people would have been after a C-section. Like my mom and my sister both said they were like pretty much in bed the entire time. We had a coworker whose wife had a C-section, and she said she was in bed pretty much the entire time for like the first week. And I really wasn't. Like I was kind of doing things as normal. Honestly, the thing I had to have the most help with was like bending over. So like Skylar like literally had to pull up my pants for me a few days in the beginning. I had to get help getting off of the couch just because it was such a soft surface. Like I couldn't really get off of the couch very easily alone. And then getting off of the bed was kind of tricky, but like walking around and stuff was fine. I was moving slow for the first few days, but honestly it was like pretty chill after that. I never even took the prescribed pain medication they gave me, one, because I was scared of it because it was literally like hydrocodone or some crap like that. I was like, I don't know how that's going to affect me. So I just avoided it altogether and took a leave. And then my friend came into town for Saturday and Sunday and stayed with us those first couple days. We were at home with her alone, which was kind of nice because we weren't like completely just like by ourselves with the baby the first 2 days. And then once she left on Sunday night, that's when I kind of started getting like the baby blues, which if you've never heard of those, it's different from postpartum depression. And I've always been like on the like mental health aspect of my life. I've been always like kind of taking care of that. Like I've been going to therapy for a couple of years now, off and on, just as I need it. And I had scheduled a session with my therapist before my C-section because I was kind of nervous like about the birth and stuff in general. And then she asked me if I wanted to do another session with her after the baby was born, and I told her I would let her know because I had kind of been like aware of postpartum depression and I had friends who like had been through it. So I was kind of trying to keep it like on the front of my mind just so I didn't let it like take me over. I felt like if I was more mentally prepared to experience stuff like that, that I would be better able to like get a handle on it. But anyways, baby blues is totally different. And when I first heard about the baby blues, which I've seen a lot of it on like TikTok and stuff, but like I've always just thought it was like, oh, you're sad because you're not pregnant anymore. And like, you're going through a lot of emotions, but it's a lot different than that. I mean, it pretty much is like, I would almost kind of classify it as like a mini version of like postpartum depression and anxiety that you get like just for a few days when you first get home. Because I read online that it peaks around the third or fourth day, which it was like day four for me when it kind of like started amping up. But I started getting this like really bad, like Sunday scaries feeling like around 3 or 4 o'clock. And I think that's also because it just gets darker earlier, like in the month of December. But I was getting like super anxious around the late afternoon and the early evening, and it would last like all night pretty much. And I would just get this overwhelming feeling of like, oh my God, I have so much to do. I have a baby. Like, how am I going to do this? I was worrying about getting her on like a sleep routine and like a sleep schedule and like a feeding schedule and all this stuff. And then I was worried about like, what's it going to be like when Skylar goes back to work? And like, when I go back to work, and how are we going to sleep? And like, it was just a lot to think about. And I think like, honestly, they said the baby blues is like typical for a lot of people, and it's kind of those same feelings I just talked about, but it only lasts like 2 weeks instead of postpartum depression, which can start sometimes even way after birth and last for months and months, and it needs treatment a lot of the time. But I definitely had the baby blues. I think it honestly lasted the worst was that Sunday through that Wednesday, I think was the worst. So it was only about 3 or 4 days where it was really bad for me. I cried often, like all of those days. And a lot of the times it was about stuff that I couldn't really put my finger on. Like it was just like, sometimes it was because I felt like I loved her so much. And sometimes it was because like I felt overwhelmed and like I didn't know what I was doing. But Skylar honestly was a big help for me with that. And like, I talked to my mom and my sisters and my best friend. And like, honestly, I talked to my therapist that third day. I was kind of in it and I was telling her about it, and we kind of both figured out that me talking about it and talking about how I felt and like getting reassurance from other people was like the best way for me to move past it. And I'm sure Skylar can tell you that I was pretty he was probably pretty annoyed with me at certain points, because I kept asking him like, are you mad at me? Are you okay? And then like, I started getting this really bad anxiety that I like ruined his life by making him have a baby. I was like, oh my God, he can't play his games anymore. He can't do whatever he wants anymore. And he's like mad at me because of that. Like I was starting to get really guilty thinking that he like missed his life before the baby and like almost like regretted that she existed. So do you want to talk about that and how you actually did feel? Because I don't think you felt like that for real, but I got that vibe from you.
No, I never like regretted having the baby, but I mean, it was obviously a whole new thing to get used to. I guess like the way I told Kaylee at one point was like, you know, I'm an only child and I don't have any cousins and I don't have any siblings. And so like, I've always just kind of like looked out for me and that's it, which like, I guess sounds selfish, but that's just how it was. And I guess like having a new person in the world that like now I have to like also care for, you know, besides, I mean, I obviously care for Kaylee, but we're both adults, so it's not like I'm changing Kaylee's diaper and stuff, but, hopefully not soon. Yeah. But anyway, so like, I guess it was a whole new thing to get used to caring for something else and like providing for something else like that, like it is with the baby. And like one thing like I'll talk about was, you know, everyone's like, oh, like when you have your baby, like it's the most love you'll ever experience. And like, you'll look at it and like, you're just, your heart's going to melt. And you're just like, oh my God, like this is the most amazing, you know, person ever in my life. And it's like, I haven't really gotten that feeling, which at first I thought like, okay, like what's wrong with me? Like, why am I not feeling like this towards her? But then like, I looked up some stuff online, like some, talked to some people, and like, it is like normal for dads to not really start feeling that as much until the baby starts to at least get like a little bit of a personality. And, you know, some said that like once the baby, they could do something and the baby would giggle at them and all that, that's when they started feeling that. So like, I'm assuming that that's going to come, which honestly, like I can say.
You think it's developed more?
Yeah, I can say now, like since like that time when we were talking about this to now, like I have gotten more of a stronger like bond with her, I think. Like, you know, like I feed her and stuff and I'm like looking at her and I do like feel love for her. And I've always been like, I mean, since the hospital, like I've been protective of her and I've been proud of her. So it's not like I've just been like, oh, look, I don't care about this baby at all.
You did love her. Yeah. It wasn't that same.
I loved her. It's just, but like, you know, like Kaylee's mom would like came over one time and she's like, oh, like Skylar, isn't it just the most intense love you've ever felt? And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, yeah, it is. But like in my head, I'm like, I'm not getting that. but yeah, as like the weeks have gone or the days have gone on, like it's getting stronger like as it goes. So,
and I will say like that kind of like really sent me through a spiral one day, because like Skylar told me he didn't have that feeling, and I thought that it was like the end all be all, like he's never gonna love her the same way I do. And I was like really like honestly heartbroken when he first told me, and I was like concerned, and I was like, why does he not feel like this? And that's kind of why I started getting those like feelings of like, oh my God, did I just like, because I guess like, let's be real, when we first started talking about having a baby, I was the one kind of like leading that conversation.
Yeah.
And Skylar had us, you know, wait a couple of times. Like there were a couple of times we were like, okay, let's try starting this month. And then like we'd get to that month and Skylar would be like, you know, I'm actually not ready yet. And like that, during those moments, I was really upset, obviously. And like we kind of like had to have some serious conversations about it. But I guess in a way, like once he told me that, I was starting to think like, okay, did I just pressure him into having a baby? Like when he finally did say like, okay, I'm ready, did he only say that because I, you know, was talking about it so much? And I started doubting like, okay, maybe he never really wanted to have a baby yet. Like maybe he wasn't ready. Maybe I literally got to the point where I was asking him if he was even sure that he wanted kids, and we were like holding a baby. I was like, oh my God, like this is so bad. But like I said, once we kind of like looked up, we both spent some time on like articles online, like on Reddit, and like it was saying that it was very common for like men to not have that like instinctual, like super big love feeling. And I actually ended up talking to my mom about it and telling her like what me and Skylar talked about. And she said that like a lot of men don't have that right away, and that like our bonds with her are always going to be different, but that he's going to have a stronger bond with her in other ways later on than like I will, and like vice versa. But I think like, people have said like, you know, like he said before, when the baby starts like recognizing him and like saying dada and like smiling at him and laughing and stuff, it's going to get more intense. And like, I saw one guy specifically, I think you and I were reading it on Reddit, where he was like, oh yeah, like in the beginning I felt like no connection to my baby. And like after 4 months now I can say like I've never loved a human more than my baby. Like I think it comes later. But it was really sending me for a spiral, and I was like, oh my God, I ruined his life. He wants to go back to when it was just me and him and we didn't have a baby. Which I don't think is true now, but that was like really beating me up mentally for like a day and a half. I was struggling a lot with that.
I think it's like one thing I read, it was like someone was saying that at the newborn stage, it's like you give everything to the baby, like you're doing everything for it, and you don't get anything back. Which, like, I'm not saying that, like, oh, I should be getting something back from my baby,
but, like,
right
you'll
now.
You'll get more fulfillment.
Yeah, like. But, like, that's, I mean, but it's true. Like, we're feeding her and changing her and doing everything to care for her, and she's not, like, she doesn't really do anything except look at us with weird faces.
Yeah, so, which, I mean, even, like, I mean, I don't, maybe I'm crazy, but, like, I think she's already changed so much in the last 2 weeks when we first brought her home. Like, I'm not saying she has some kind of crazy personality yet, but, like, she makes, like, little expressions, and, like, she is more alert during the day, and I feel like she's starting to, like, resonate with her surroundings a little bit more, which is, like, kind of cool to see. We still don't really know her eye color. We've been kind of looking at that every day, which takes a while to develop. But that's kind of where we were, like, mentally when we first brought her home. Like, and I think now, like, the 2-week mark has hit and I feel, like, a lot better. I feel a lot more confident in, like, what I'm doing with her. I'm still a little bit nervous about Skylar going back to work. He goes back to work tomorrow. And so it's just going to be me and her now, like, during the day. And I'm not nervous about taking care of her. I'm more nervous about, like, me getting just, like, overwhelmed doing it all by myself. But I've nannied before and watched kids all day long before, but not a newborn. So I think it'll be fine. It's just going to be an adjustment for sure. And I'm sure, like, if my mom or, like, something, if I need, like, a break to take a shower, I'm sure I can, like, you know, have someone come over. And now I can drive. I couldn't drive for the first 2 weeks, but now I can drive. So I can always go put her in the car and run out with the windows down and, like, get a coffee or something if I need to get out. And I'm sure I can still call Skylar if it gets to a point where I need to talk to somebody while he's at work. So, but everything's been pretty good. How have you felt now the more recent days now?
I mean, it's been good. I haven't felt like the whole, like, kind of getting used to taking care of her all the time, honestly, is, like, becoming just kind of, you know, natural. So it's, like, not that big of a deal. And then, I mean, to give credit to Gemma, she's a very good baby. She sleeps well at night, and, like, so that's been good.
Yeah,
and she doesn't
like, we've had 17 nights, I think, or 16 nights with her at home now.
Yeah,
and I think we've only had, like, 2 or 3 that weren't even really bad. She was just more, it just took her longer to fall back asleep after we fed her, but, like, they weren't even that bad.
And she doesn't normally cry unless, like, she usually only cries and gets upset if there's something, like, we need to do, like, change her diaper or feed her or something. Like, she doesn't really she doesn't really cry for no reason.
She's not, like, a fussy baby. Usually, like, last night, she was a little bit fussy, but I think, like, once we kind of figured out what was going on, I think she was overtired because she had been at my parents' house, like, all day yesterday for our family's, like, second Christmas, and she never really got to be in, like, a deep nap sleep like she normally is during the day, and I think she was just overly tired. And once we got her to sleep, she was, like, fine.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, last night, it just took a little bit longer for her to, like, soothe herself to sleep.
And the one, like, one thing I kind of had to, like, work on was, like, the first week especially, there were, like, a few times where, like, I just got really frustrated with her. Like, not like where I was gonna do anything bad, but just, like, you know, she would be a little bit fussy, and, like, I'm still getting used to all this. And I'd be like, I remember there was one night, because we've kind of been doing a system where, like, I'll feed her, like, do her kind of late feeding at, like, 11 or so and change her, and kind of, like, that's when we, like, put her in the bassinet for her to go to sleep. And there was one night, like, Kaylee had gone to bed, and I'm like, okay, I'll feed her and change her and keep her, like, in her bassinet with me for a little bit so you can, like, kind of start getting some sleep, and then I'll bring her in after a little bit. And I had, like, fed her and changed her and done everything, and she would not, like, she was just fussing and, like, wouldn't try to go to sleep, nothing, like, just kept being fussy with me. And I was literally, like, I had tried everything, and I was like, okay, like, I'm like, I don't know what to freaking do. And that's, like, one time I was getting pretty frustrated. And I finally just had to go in the bedroom and get Kaylee. And I was like, you got to help me. I was like, I can't get her to stop
being
fussy.
Well, when he first
fussy.
Came in, he sounded so, like, I guess his voice was, like, overwhelmed. And I literally thought he was crying. I'm like, why are you crying? He's like, I'm not crying. I just need a minute, like, away. Like, I need you to figure this out, whatever. And so I was like, okay, well, and she, at that point, she was already kind of calm. And so he laid her in the bassinet with me, like, next to me in the bed. We don't co-sleep. That's just something we've chosen not to do. So she does sleep in her own bassinet next to us. So he put her in the bassinet next to my side of the bed, and I kind of lay there for a minute, and then she started getting fussy with me, and I was like, okay, what's going on? And then, actually, we both felt so bad afterwards, but we didn't know that this was a thing, but it's called cluster feeding, and newborns go through it sometimes where, like, say, like, they eat every 2 to 4 hours, like, depending. And then they kind of, like, will pick random times during the day or night, whenever they want, where they kind of eat more often, and they can sometimes eat, like, every hour. And we had fed her at, like, you know, I guess it was, like, 11 or so. Then, like, Skylar fed her, like, again at, like, 11, like, or 12:45, like, almost 2 hours later. And at this point, she was used to going closer to 3 hours. So when he brought her in to me an hour later, I'm like, well, she shouldn't be hungry. But, like, I couldn't figure out what was wrong with her either. And then finally, I was like, let me just try feeding her. And, I mean, she sucked that bottle down so fast. I was like, she must have just been cluster feeding and just been extra hungry. Because once I fed her, she went right back to sleep. And I told Skylar, and then we both kind of felt bad that we didn't, like, try feeding her again. But at the same time, it's like, we didn't know that babies do that. And now we know. So, like, we've been more, like kind of tuned in to like her feeding cues, and now like if she does get a little bit hungry, like before normal time, we'll try feeding her and we'll be like, okay, yeah, that's what it was. She was just like extra hungry for some reason. And she really hasn't had any big like temper tantrums. The only time she really honestly cries a lot is when we're changing her clothes. She hates getting her clothes changed.
Yeah, she gets very upset.
And I think that's just because we have a silicone changing mat that we change her on, and maybe we should try changing her clothes like on a blanket or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think she just gets cold and she doesn't like having her clothes changed. But that lasts for all of like 2 to 3 minutes and then she's fine. But I will say, like, I was really overwhelmed with trying to get a routine down at first. And when we went to her first doctor's appointment, which I guess I'll just kind of summarize the first two appointments, we went 3 days after she was born and then a week and 3 days after she was born. And both times she was fine. She was perfectly healthy. She had gained weight like normal. She's already passed her birth weight, so we're now allowed to let her sleep through the night, like, as long as she can. We don't have to wake her up to feed her, because we're formula feeding, so we have to feed her. For the first, like, little bit, we were having to wake her up at least by the fourth hour, because she can't go more than 4 hours without eating. But she would wake up closer to, like, the three-hour mark on her own. But we don't have to wake her up during the night anymore. Last night, she did a six-hour stretch without eating, so that was kind of nice. But we kind of have gotten her routine down a little bit. She's passed her birth weight. And then the only thing that we really were concerned about for a while, which I guess we'll just get into it, is she wasn't pooping as much as I felt like she should have. And she went like 3 days without pooping for a while. And Skylar had to like do some like bicycle legs and some leg exercises and like massage her stomach a couple times to get her to kind of go. But once we talked to the doctor again, apparently it's normal for some babies to go like a few days without going in between. And apparently, too, with formula babies, it's even more common. But they said that she's not truly constipated unless it comes out, like, abnormal. But it's been coming out healthy and normal. So every time she does go, it's, like, fine. So we're not really concerned about that anymore. She has a little bit of nasal congestion and, like, I guess saliva buildup in her mouth and her nose recently. But we've just been kind of, like, sucking it out of her nose with, like, a little snot sucker and stuff every once in a while. And there were a couple times she scared us pretty bad where she, like, was choking on her saliva, and like for the first couple seconds she was doing it, she like wasn't not breathing, but she was like holding her breath almost, and she was turning kind of like red, and I was like kind of panicking and like picking her up and like hitting her on the back and being like, breathe, girl, like what are you doing? But she's been better now. And the first time it happened, I got a lot of anxiety, but then we called the doctor and they were like, you know, don't worry about it, just kind of try to suction her a little bit, make sure we're feeding her. We had to start feeding her more upright and, like, burping her more often because she was spitting up a couple times when we first brought her home. But she's been really good, and now that we've kind of learned her little quirks, it's been a lot easier. And we do have kind of a routine down. Like, Skylar does the 11 o'clock feeding, and we call it the 11 o'clock feeding, but it's a little bit different every day. But we have usually somewhere around 11 she'll eat, and Skylar does that feeding. And then usually somewhere around 3 or 4 in the morning she'll eat again, and that's when I'll feed her. And then usually around 7 she'll eat again, and that's when Skylar gets up and feeds her. And then we've honestly been able to go back to bed after that and like sleep in till like 9:30 every day. So that's been nice. So I think once we kind of got her routine down, we've honestly been getting like the same amount of sleep we usually would get. It's just kind of broken up now. I at least get like 7 hours of sleep every night now. The first few nights we were home, I was going to bed early as crap because I still wasn't caught up on sleep, because in the hospital I did not sleep at all. And then even the first couple of days at home, I had a lot of like, you know, just like those first couple of days of anxiety of like, oh my God, how is she going to sleep through the night by herself? Like, I was kind of just like worried about it. But the owlet sock has been like a lifesaver. Like, you definitely need to get one if you think you're going to be a person who's like worried about the baby breathing. Because I feel like that's the only reason either of us have gotten like actual decent stretches of sleep at night, because we're able to put that on her and it'll tell us if like she's not breathing or getting oxygen or her heart rate goes too high or too low or whatever. So that's been really nice. And then people are like, oh, what if it like isn't working and you don't know? Well, it also alerts you if it's not working. So that's kind of nice too. So we've been able to get more sleep because of that. But I think like overall she's been a really good baby. She's pretty
good. The only issues I've had with sleep, kind of like, I don't really have it as much now, but like the first week or so was like, I would like get her in, she'd be in the bassinet and she'd be asleep, and I'd lay down, and then like I would lay there and I would have like this anxiety that she was going to start crying like any second, and that would like keep me from falling asleep. Or like she'd sit there and you know, she'd make like a little noise every once in a while, and I'd just be like laying there being like, oh, here we go, like she's gonna start crying like any second. But like then she wouldn't, and I was like, so I kind of had to get past that a little bit of like just not like, like just go to sleep when I have the chance to go to sleep, and like, you know, if she cries, she cries, but I can't sit there and just like be waiting for her to cry.
Yeah, and a lot of the time too, like people think babies just sleep super soundly. No, they're making little noises. They make little grunts and like coos and stuff when they're sleeping, and so we kind of had to like learn to like sleep through those and like not be like jumping up every time like she makes a little noise.
We have had like, how many times have we had, I don't think we've really talked about it, but there's been several moments where
we both pop up out of bed.
She'll make some weird noise and we both like look at each other and we're like, what was that?
No, like there was last night, I mean, because sometimes it's like, sometimes it's just like a little coo, like a little like grunt or like a cough or like a little just like sound, but then sometimes it's like a almost like a gagging sound or a choking sound or like a not breathing sound, whatever mm-hmm. that means, and I'll like be like, oh my god, and I literally will like shoot up out of the bed like an insane person and look at her, and then she's fine. I'm like, okay. But like honestly, like after the first couple nights, it's been really easy to like, even if she does wake me up with a sound, I can pretty much instantly like fall back asleep.
I think so, like the first couple of nights,
Skylar,
it was like
kept getting annoyed with her sucking on her pacifier too.
It was like every time like I'd lay there and I'd be like kind of drifting off to sleep, and every little sound she would make would just like bring me like all the way back awake like the first couple of nights, and that was kind of
I feel like she's been making less sounds now too as she's been sleeping, which I do feel better about this. So if you're like me and you're very type A and you like a plan and the routine and the schedule, my doctor had to like basically tell me, because we asked the doctor how we could go about keeping her awake during the day more, that way she would sleep longer at night, and she literally said, do not do that, that is so bad for them, because if you try to keep a baby awake when they're tired, they will actually get more tired and like overly tired, to where when they are trying to sleep, it's like way harder for them to fall asleep, which I think is what we experienced last night. But once she kind of told me not to do that and not to worry about it, like I felt a lot better. People have said the best thing to do to like train your baby on like what nighttime sleep is versus daytime sleep is to be like loud and like have lights on and TVs on and sounds, and like only do her nighttime sleep stuff like at night. Like we don't swaddle her during the day. She just sleeps in her regular clothes, like in her bassinet or in like her lounger or like on us for a few minutes or whatever. We don't use her sound machine during the day. We don't usually put her like in the dark room during the day. So like once she gets older and we can have more like structured nap times, then we'll probably start napping her like in her crib with the sound machine and like at least the lights off. But we don't do any of like her really strong sleep cues, like nighttime sleep cues, until we're both going to bed, or like at least she's going to bed for the night. And I think it's already, I mean, I know she technically can't learn a routine yet, but I think she is kind of grasping like a more of like an internal clock, like on what daytime is versus nighttime, because she's been really good about like sleeping longer. Like last night she pretty much slept, like we had her in her bassinet from like 10:30 last night until 10 o'clock this morning. And obviously when she wakes up in the morning, she's ready to get out of the bassinet. She's like, I'm tired of being in my straight jacket and on my back in my bed. But then we get her out and she's fine. But she has learned those routines a lot easier than I felt like I thought she would. And I'm sure, like, I've already read that, like, she'll go through a sleep regression, like, around 2 months old. And then she'll go through another one. And I'm sure there'll be nights where, like, it does kind of, like, revert back a little bit and get harder. But that's just going to be where we have to readjust, like, our routine a little bit. And, like, right now, recently, we've been conflicted on, like, okay, do we do her, like, bath and book and like all that stuff, like bedtime routine at 11 when she's going to bed, or do we do it earlier and like kind of like let her just sleep more in like a medium environment and then put her in bed at 11? Like we haven't really decided that yet, but we kind of have our own like little system of how we do stuff, and it's been a lot better for both of us and for her, I feel like, staying on a somewhat of a routine. So,
and we know, like, I mean, we know, like, there are gonna be more nights where like we're probably not gonna get a lot of sleep, and like with me going back to work, like I'm just like, okay, I'm sure there's gonna be some days I'm just gonna be tired, and I mean that's just kind of,
we've kind of learned it to accept it.
Yeah, that's just like the reality of it.
At first the idea of like having a day where we weren't gonna get a lot of sleep was stressful, and now I'm kind of just like, it's whatever, because I think we've had enough good nights now to where like, it's like, at first it was like, oh my god, we're going to be exhausted every day and we're not going to get sleep at all every day. And like, now that I know we're getting sleep most days, it's like I can mentally wrap my head around the fact like, okay, there might be one night a week where like I don't get a lot of sleep, and maybe there'll be a week where we don't get a lot of sleep and it's fine, but like we're gonna kind of do it together. And there have been a few times where like he's had to take over, I've had to take over, and like the other night, like, I didn't sleep. For whatever reason, I just, like, couldn't fall asleep. Oh, I got a steroid shot because, plot twist, I got postpartum hives from a med reaction to one of the medications I got in the hospital. And apparently it's normal for it to be delayed. So I didn't get it until, like, last week. And I've had, like, really bad itchy skin. But anyways, I went to the doctor and they gave me a steroid shot. And they said, oh, this might make you have trouble sleeping. And so, literally, I went to bed at like 12, we both did, and I was up till 4 a.m., and then when Skylar got up, he had agreed to, like, do the 4 a.m. feeding this time, because I was like, I'm gonna need to, once I fall asleep, I'm gonna be asleep, but then I still got up with him at 4, because she ended up peeing all over the crib mattress. I still wasn't asleep anyway, so I was already awake, and, like, whatever, so it was just a hot mess. And then I don't think I actually went to sleep till closer to 5, and so then when Skylar got up with her, I did get up with her and feed her at like 7, I think. And then I had Skylar, like, kind of take over after that. But I laid in bed till 1 p.m. and I literally felt terrible afterwards. And I was like, oh my God, I did not, like, need to sleep this long. But that was, like, the one time I kind of was like, okay, yeah, you're going to have to watch the baby because I cannot deal right now. And there have been times, like he said, where he had to come get me and do the same thing. But there honestly haven't been that many times.
Yeah, and like we've been good with, like for like that, when I gave Kaylee time to sleep, and there's been other times, like, I've taken her just, like, kind of in the afternoon, like, I'll take her in the office with me, and Kaylee, like, will watch a show, or we'll kind of nap on the couch, and then she's done the same for me, where, like, there's been, like, there was one afternoon where I just, like, kind of wanted, like, a break, and I wanted to, like, play a game, and, like, not have and to be, like, yeah, 4 hours I didn't want to have to be, like, watching her and checking on her every like 5 minutes, and like Kaylee kept her for a while out in the living room while I did my thing for a while. So like we've been good about giving each other like different times where we can do what we want and not have to worry about it. And also honestly, like, I mean, this week's been a little different because of the holidays and we've had so much stuff going on and having to go to other houses and had family in town, but like we've also gotten time for us both to do things we want, because like time. I mean, she normally at least at some point during the day will nap for like 2 or 3 hours, and like we can really just do whatever we want during that time. So
yeah, and I think there's been times where like we've been able to do stuff at the same time and have her just like in the bassinet close by, because we ended up getting a portable bassinet too, so we could like wheel her around into different rooms when we're doing stuff. And honestly, like, I will say, like, everybody was like, oh, once you have a baby, you're not going to really care about, like, playing your games or doing whatever. And, like, there is a part of that that is true.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I don't want to anymore, but, like, I'm not upset. Like, if I go a whole day without getting on my computer, which for me that's happened a lot because I've been more, like, I think just, like, in general, since I've given birth, I've been more in, like, the watching TV mood anyways. Like, I've just been wanting to, like, and I like it because it's easier for me to do and take care of her. But like there haven't been times where I'm like, ugh, I really want to play a video game and I'm mad because I can't, like, mm-hmm. And I have been able to sometimes, but like, it's like a good balance because we are able to like for short bursts, like every, like we probably could every day if we wanted to, but then there's also like, I don't really care about it as much. So it kind of works out. Like, yeah, I don't know if you feel the same way, but it's just not as, it's not as strong of a desire anymore for me at this point.
Yeah. I was going to say like, I've honestly like, cause that was like when we first got pregnant, that was like my number one thing, which I don't know how it makes me sound, but I was like, oh, like I'm not gonna be able to like play games and stuff when I want anymore. And like honestly, like I pretty much have still, because mm-hmm. even if I have to take her, I'll take her in the office even if she's awake sometimes, and like I can still like check on her and care for her and like do something at the same time. Mm-hmm. And also like, but also like what you said, I haven't felt like, I mean, I still, like, want to sometimes and enjoy it, but, like, I'm not over here like, oh, man, like, I didn't get to do anything fun today. I mean,
there were more times, like, before I even had the baby where I would be at work and I was, like, really wanted to play a game when I got home from work and something would come up and I couldn't, and it would make me more mad than I have been, like, in the last few weeks where I've wanted to play a game and I can't and I've been mad. Like, plus, I've been less priority about it.
We started binge-watching, it's on Paramount Plus and Netflix, Fire Country. That's, like our new pregnancy or, postpartum show. And so, like, there's been a lot of days we've just both sat out in the living room with her and just watched that for hours.
It's so good. I'm going to have to, like, I don't know what we're going to do when Skylar goes back to work. I'm going to have to find another show to watch during the day because, honestly, it's like, we kind of both agreed, like, if Skylar started watching it, it could still be my show and I could watch it separately. But, like, it's just so crazy. It's like I want to watch it with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably just end up trying to find another show to watch during the day. And I'll probably be like, all right, when Skylar gets home from work, we're going to watch Fire Country. And we also do this thing where, like, we play games and, like, we'll both stream, like, shows at the same time and watch them at the same time. So, like, we might have to start doing that once mm-hmm. we have less time during the day when you're at work to do stuff together. We'll have to, like, double team it and do both.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, there's a lot of games that Skylar and I play, too, where, like, they're more chill. Like, if most people know what Sims mm-hmm. is, and that's probably the easiest example to give, but it's not like you're in a multiplayer, like, playing Black Ops or Overwatch or something like that where you're in a team setting with other people. Like, a lot of our games we can pause at any moment, and so, like, it makes it easier for us to be able to do stuff like that, because if something happens with her, we're just like, all right, pause the show, pause this, we go take care of her and it's fine. But no, she's a very chill baby, and I'm sure once she gets older and her wake windows are longer and she needs more entertainment, we'll have to do, like, more shifts. But, like, we've actually been able to go out a couple times. Like, we've gone and seen two movies now. Was it two movies?
Just one.
Yeah, we saw Moana 2.
Oh, yeah.
And then we saw Mufasa, and my mom came and watched her. We went to the movies, and that was kind of, like, fun. The first time, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was, like, texting my mom, and I was just, like, you know, not even worried about her, but I just felt weird being away from her. And then, like, when we went the other day, I was, like, fine.
Mm-hmm. And she's gone out. We've brought her out. Like, we've gone shopping for groceries with her, and, like, yesterday we had her, like, at a store with because our family was in town and they wanted to go shopping, and we just had her in the store, and we're, like, taking turns carrying her. And she's actually, like, she hasn't had any issues being out, except well, there was one time we went out for Kaylee to go try and figure out what to do about these hives. We were at the doctor's office, and she decided to have a blowout in the doctor's office. And I'm like, so Kaylee had to go back and get, like, do her exam, and I was, like, out at the car, like, hunched over the seat.
Trying to change the baby.
Yeah,
in the
trying
car.
To change a blowout. And then, like, you know,
had
like
to change her whole clothes.
Yeah, and I had, at one point, I'm, like, on the side of the car with the door open, changing her, and some, like, guy walks around the side of the car, and he's, like, asking me if I work at one of the businesses there, and I'm just like, no, like, leave me alone. Like, why are you bothering me right now? Like,
yeah. But I'm trying to think if there's any, like, main things we've missed as far as the last 2 weeks. We talked about how we've been mentally. We've talked about the physical. We've talked about our daily life.
You can mention your doctor's appointment. You had a doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah. I had a doctor's appointment, and they said my incision's fine. They did do a, I guess, all to really expect, pretty much from what I've learned, is all you can really expect of these postpartum checkups is they check you. Like, if you had a C-section, they'll check your incision. If you had a vaginal delivery, they'll check your swelling and stuff. And, like, they pretty much will just say, they'll do a postpartum depression screening on you. And they actually told me my screening was higher than normal.
It was point higher.
But I also feel like I was just trying to be honest. Like, they kept asking me, like, oh, have you cried a lot in the last 7 days? And I was like, yeah, I have. But, like, I'm also just a crier anyways. Like, there were a lot of situations where I probably was crying during that 7 days, or most people would have had the same feelings that I did, but not actually cried, because I just cry a lot. But I was just honest, and, like, I think part of me and, like, my mental health journey is, like, I'm a very self-aware person. So I was like, I'm gonna be honest, and, like, if I have postpartum depression, like, I'd rather know. And then they told me, like, you know, we're not concerned. I mean, they both came in and were like, well, we sat here and talked to you, and, like, we're not concerned, so, like, just keep an eye out. And, like, honestly, every day since then, my symptoms have gone down, and I honestly haven't had, like, any bad, like, thoughts or, like, and when I say bad thoughts, I don't mean, like, anything scary. I literally mean, like, oh, I'm worried about her routine. Like, that's what I mean by bad thoughts. But I haven't had any, like, overwhelming thoughts, like, honestly, and, like, over a week now. Like, it's been a while now, and it's been a lot better. I think the holidays honestly helped push me through it a little bit faster, because I feel like it might have lasted closer to the 2 week mark, but the holidays kind of forced me to, like, be happy, because who's gonna be fucking sad on Christmas? I don't know, that's depressing. So but she had a really good first Christmas. It was very emotional. I will say, for me, like, just so I did want to talk about this so moms don't feel discouraged too, like, when I had my C-section, and something I feel like, I think we might have talked about this in the last episode, maybe I touched on it, was, like, how I felt like I was robbed of that, like, birth experience where, like, I got to birth her and we were all three together, like, you know, whatever. I didn't feel like that overwhelming love either right away. Like when they first put her in my arms, like when they brought her from the nursery into my recovery room after my C-section, like I held her. But even Skylar at one point said to me, like, I'm surprised you're not like emotional. I'm surprised you're not like crying. And like, I just didn't, I think honestly for me, the only reason it was like that for me was because my labor was so long. And like, by the time I gave birth to her, I'd been awake for so long and I was so tired and mentally checked out. Like I loved her and I was like, oh my God, this is my baby. But like a lot of the times too, it doesn't even click that it's your baby till like afterwards. Like it was like when we got home with the baby, that's when I was like, oh my God, this is my baby. Like, and then like I said, that was when Skylar like went to the store or something and I was sitting alone with her and I did eventually end up like sobbing because I was like, oh my God, like I love her so much, this is crazy. So I did get that feeling, but it was like 3 days, it was like 2 days after she was born, like when I was at home. So but it did come, and it will come for Skylar too. And like, I already feel my connection with her get stronger every day. And like, I feel proud to be her mom, and like, I'm always want to be around her. So it is what it
is. I think my like thing that's like sappy is like, I feel like there's been a few times now, like the past days where like, especially like the early morning feeding or the late feeding, like I'll be feeding her with the bottle and she'll be like just looking at me mm-hmm. while she's like eating. And I'm like, oh, like, I'm like, this is kind of sweet.
Yeah. They say, I actually read online somewhere that like when you feed your baby, you're supposed to kind of like have them angled towards you so they can look up at you, because that's like when they do a lot of their bonding, because like that's how they're like, you're sustaining their life like literally in that moment. And they kind of like take that moment to like bond with whoever it is. So people always say, make sure when you're feeding your baby, you're like in a position where they can get eye contact with you, because they will do that. Now, a lot of the times for me, when I feed her in the middle of the night, because I usually feed her like right in the middle of the night, she's like eyes closed, like slumped on the bottle, barely drinking it. But like, yeah, when I fed her at like 7 or whatever in the morning and she's kind of first waking up, like she will like sit there and look at you, and it's like the cutest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a really cute baby too. So yeah, we got lucky. Karma did not disappoint, because I'm not even going to lie, I'm the first person to kind of make fun of like ugly babies. So when she was really cute, I was happy. So, but yeah, I'm kind of more excited to kind of just get back to my routine. Honestly, like I've been debating like if I'm going to take my full 6 weeks of leave or not. I may try to go back to work for like half days the last couple weeks, depending how I feel, because I'm going stir crazy already and I'm not even here alone yet. So when I'm here by myself for days on end, I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do.
Part of me is like excited to go back to work tomorrow, and then like part of me like does not want to go back to work tomorrow. But
I also remember, I don't know if you read this, but I read somewhere too, like once the dad goes back to work, they start to miss the baby more, and yeah, that also increases the bond, because like once you're away from it, you're like, oh my God, I actually miss it. Mm-hmm. Like this is bad.
And I feel bad because like I know, like I mean, I work all day, and then sometimes I have two jobs, so sometimes I work all day. And then I work pretty late to the night, and like there's no like break in between.
This Friday is gonna be rough.
So I do feel bad, because Kaylee is gonna be like stuck with the baby doing everything for pretty much like entire days. So
this Friday is gonna be hard, because you're gonna go to work at like, you know, 8:30, and you won't get home till like 9 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
And
I know it's gonna be hard for like, it's like part of me like, I feel bad because like I know she's gonna be dealing with the baby all day, and like I'm gonna want, like I wanna like, you know, when I do get home, like I'll take over some of the responsibility, but I know there's going to be times when like I'm going to be tired and like not going to want to do that. But like, we're just going to power through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even if I get home late at that point, she's only like one feeding away from being in bed. So
yeah. But I think overall, like I have just a much better outlook on like being a parent and like learning things. And I'm sure there's stuff we missed and we didn't talk about, but, I think overall it's been good, and I think we've had a good time, and I think we're learning together. And I think the most important part is just like staying really open and honest with the communication, like with each other, because that's kind of like what's gotten us through the parts that were really hard, and like encouraging each other. And there have been times where like I've had to give Skylar pep talks and he's had to give me pep talks and like be reassuring, and it's helped us both come out in the better end of things. So
yeah, but we have more family that are probably going to be at our house in the next 10 minutes or so. So we're going to wrap it up, and we hope everyone enjoyed the episode, and we will be back to, I guess,
talk about next week.
Yeah. Talk about more of our,
we'll talk about the first week of me being alone with the baby.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Bye.
Bye.